This call is being recorded.
Now remaining in your tube of protective white light, just focus on your breathing now. You take several deep breaths in, breathing in through your nose, out through your mouth, rhythmically, gently. Now take a deep breath in, breathing in the light, and exhaling out any tension, stress, negativity of any kind. Let that go out with the exhalation of your breath. Focus on relaxing and letting go. You take another deep breath in, breathing in the light, holding it for a few seconds, and exhaling out any darkness. Breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Now put your attention in your etheric body and your chakra centers and become aware of all of the 9 chakras, the 9 chakras that have become activated in all of you. Starting from the bottom up with the Earth Star Chakra, just a little bit below your feet. See that as a dark earth brown color. And then the next chakra at the base of the spine, red. Then orange. And yellow in the solar plexus area. And the heart center, deep blue green. Just above the heart center, the high heart center, which has become activated because of the higher vibrational frequencies as the planet continues to rise in those frequencies. And that is magenta. The throat area, sky blue. Third eye chakra in the middle of the forehead, purple or indigo. Crown chakra at the top of the head, gold or violet or silver. And soul star chakra, approximately a foot above your head, pure brilliant white. Now, as you're looking at all of those 9 chakras, there are 12, but those 3 have not yet, are not ready to be activated yet in most. But the 9, see them all in perfect alignment with their respective colors. And with the colors, just simply increase the intensity of each of the colors. And as you increase the intensity of the colors in each of those chakra centers, you are increasing the vibration within those chakra centers as well. And as you continue to increase the intensity, all of the chakras now merge into one as the soul star chakra. Just see that happening. See all of the chakras merging together into that soul star chakra above your head. And a brilliant, brilliant white shooting out in all directions from your body, from your physical body, from your astral, and from your etheric body. All shooting out in all directions, bright, bright white light. You can see it expanding and growing past your body, engulfing whatever building you might be in, or if you're outside the surrounding area, see it becoming white light, white brilliant light, expanding, growing. Expand it all around whatever town or village or province or city or state that you would be in. Have it continue to expand, encompass the entire country wherever you are. Cross the oceans. Then let yourself exit out through the third eye center as you learn to do. Not through the solar plexus area, through that chakra, but through your third eye chakra. And exit out into the astral realm and let yourself now float up or move up into the clouds, into the sky, all the way till you pass the Earth's atmosphere. And turn around and see the earth and see that expanding white light now, expanding around the entire planet, connecting with all of the others in this group, as well as many other individuals and groups all over the planet have that expanded white light. See the entire planet now engulfed in the white light. You can even expand it out into the solar system to encompass all of the planets, the sun itself. See your body down there, your physical form, as being the catalyst for this intense, immense aura that shoots out in all directions, encompassing the entire planet now. Just simply with your visualization, with your imaging in capability. If you have trouble making images, just simply think it. Never worry about whether you can visualize or not, but you can all imagine. Now, as a result of this, and as a result of all of the energies and the waves of energies that have been coming into the planet over a period of time now, see the vibrational frequencies rising across the entire planet. Higher and higher vibration. Leaving the old third dimensional illusion behind, and even visualize the third dimensional matrix collapsing, falling down as a house of cards. See all of the control across the planet, all of those controllers, those that wish to control, see it falling as a house of cards, collapsing upon itself. Darkness collapsing upon itself because it cannot sustain itself within the light. Know that even one glimmer of light will illuminate an entire dark area. All of this light now is illuminating the entire planet, all of the dark spaces, wherever they might still be, see them becoming illuminated now, lights spreading into those dark places, those dark corners. All becoming light across the planet, all bringing truth forward across the planet. For light is truth. Light is information. Darkness is lack of information, lack of truth. As a result of this, see people everywhere coming together as one, clasping hands, hugging each other. See it as a grand celebration. As that celebration is occurring, see all of the ships now coming overhead, showing themselves across the planet, not in fear, but in love, spreading that love, connecting that love, connecting as your family, all of your brothers and sisters from above, from the skies, left here a long time ago, are coming back now. See them all rejoining with all of you. All of the remembrances coming back as you once again gaze upon that brother, that sister, that family member, that soul family member that you left a long, long time ago. Now together again. And then finally see the immense changeover that occurs in your technologies. All of your technologies, your energy technology, your medical technology. So on. All of the hidden technologies have been kept from the general public, now being released. See those med beds as you've heard of them, now also being called the celestial chambers, all being released. People being healed of whatever might have ailed them. Free energy everywhere. Now allow yourselves begin to come back toward your physical body. If you did indeed leave it, come back in. Let yourself merge back in. But notice as you come back in, that white light is still all around you as your aura has increased tremendously as a result of this experience. That white light will continue to surround you throughout the day, possibly even to the next day, the next day. The more you're aware of it, the more it will be there. The more that you believe it, the more it will be real. Let yourselves now come back into a complete state of consciousness and circulation. Fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am Sananda. And I come at this time to be with you, to continue to share, to continue to bring messages forward. For it is time now for you to consider a matter of perspective. As many of you are at times disconsolate, afraid even, succumbing to the control issues, the fear issues that are everywhere across the planet, as those of the forces of darkness continue to hold on to or attempt to hold on to that control and attempt to continue to spread fear. Sometimes you do succumb to that, even for just a moment. Then once that moment has passed, your discernment kicks in and you realize once again, and you feel those higher vibrations once again, and then the fear dissipates, no longer to be controlled. Think about perspective now, how this short period of time compares in the larger picture, compares to how long you've all been at this. Forgetting for a moment that you've all done this before as the system busters, as we've called you, forget about that for a moment and just think back to before you came into this evolution here in the earth, and that great conclave that happened, where all of you were called forth, you volunteered to come here. You've heard this many times before. But perspective, thousands and thousands of years ago, a long, long time ago, and yes, a galaxy far, far, far away, you began this journey. And you came lifetime after lifetime after lifetime, finding yourself at times deep within the darkness, bereft of the light. Oftentimes feeling hopeless, helpless. There was nothing you could do beyond yourself to help the collective. Lifetime after lifetime after lifetime, forgetting again and again and again who you are. And then certain lifetimes coming forward and you remembering, having the gifts of spirit once again. And then to leave and come back again and again forgotten. But this lifetime, this one, so far into the future from when you began this journey. Here you are now, on the cusp of bringing an end to this part of the journey, bringing an end to this part of your system buster career. Yes, I use that term purposefully, career. When you think about it in the larger perspective, this is your career, not a job, a career, something you have been at for a long, long, long time. So now when you look at it from a larger perspective down to the smaller perspective, how much smaller is the picture now? And many of you say it's been 10 years since 2012 when we first began to hear about a lot of these things that are coming forward now. It hasn't happened. We don't see it yet. But as we have said many, many times, for those that have eyes to see and ears to hear, perspective. Thousands and thousands of years now come down into just a short period of time. Now at the end of that long, long journey, and the finish line is there. You can see it. You may not have crossed it yet, but you can see it. Would you see it in those past lifetimes? No. Now you can. It is there within your reach. Perspective. Larger picture of the great universal plan is a small picture, small show that is happening in front of you now. Yes, indeed, it is a show, a movie, a play, a matrix. The matrix unraveling. Because of the light, because of your light, perspective. You are here now in this moment, and the moments ahead are becoming fewer and fewer and fewer to reach the final crescendo, which again is right there. The precipice of ascension is right there. No longer allow yourselves to feel disconsolate, to feel depressed, that you're not seeing what you want to see. For you are seeing what you need to see at this time, all of you. It is all about perspective. I leave you now in peace and love and oneness, that you would continue to realize just how great an accomplishment you have all brought to this point of this journey together. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om. Om. Greetings to one who serves here. Absent of Shoshana, but we will muddle through here and do what we can to answer your questions if you have them. We are ready for them. You can unmute your phones now and ask a question if you wish.
One who serves, I have a question.
Yes.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for being here. I knew a couple of weeks ago when James for the first time in the guided meditation put all the light of all the chakras together into the soul chakra, which is the color white chakra. And I knew at that very moment that it was something very spectacular, very important and significant, but I didn't realize it until the meditation today. And it was like when we put together all the colors of our chakra in the guai color soul chakra, then there is a relationship with the light body, that we are to attain. And that is my question. What is that relationship between putting together all the colors of all the chakra hits in the white light, and it was a wonderful meditation today, and how we expand it? And what is that relationship with the light body that we are becoming, the crystalline light body that we are becoming? Can you please expand? Thank you so much.
We have been working a program with you all for some time here. Taking what you would be doing if you were in those times when many of you were, when you sojourned into caves and those types of things, and found yourself in deep meditation, more in the eastern area of the planet here, when you did those lifetimes. And we have taken what you have done within those times and put it into perspective here. We will use that term, as Sananda has said, for it is appropriate here, perspective, in terms of bringing what was done in those times into your present circumstances here, where you are surrounded by people and thoughts and miasma of control or fear thoughts and all of this, so that you would be able to work within the system here. And yes, bust this system wide open. So we have been working on this program with you, taking you step by step and bringing you to the point where you are now working with, beginning more and more to work with your light body, as you have said here. This is a transference, we will say here, into the next part of the expression that we are working on with you, working more with your light body as you are beginning to bring this all together here. Okay, does this answer your question?
Yes, so it's a wonderful confirmation, because that's what I was thinking. It's a wonderful confirmation for me, because now it makes total sense.
Yes.
Because in physics, that the light absorbs all the colors, and the black is the rejection of all light.
Yes.
And by the way, in this era, I mean, women are so fanatic of wearing black dresses because they think they're elegant, and that's got a change. I've been seeing this for a long time, like, how silly. If you go to a party, everybody's dressed in black because they think they look slimmer. And what they do is they look darker. They have no light. And
yes.
And now I understand colors are vibration.
Think of ancient civilizations and all of the color that they brought into their garments. Yes, you are correct.
Yeah.
Very much. Even your Native Americans here in this country, where they had the many feathers of different colors within their headdresses and things of this nature. Many different colors. Yes, you are correct. And the next step that we are moving toward from your light body is what you may have heard of, many of you have heard of, as your rainbow body. That is coming. Okay, we move on here. Is there
Thank you so much, John Wenhuserv. I appreciate your talk.
Is there further question here? Any further question?
Well, I guess I'll ask a question. We were talking, hello, we were talking in our discussion about at least one leader, governor of California, being collected and processed, and some leaders are either doubles or clones or various things. I know you won't speak about one, Governor Newsom, but will you speak about if it is actually true that some other dark cabal people, leaders, politicians, are actually being collected by the good side and being processed, and some of the people that we see as doppelgangers or clones.
That is correct. It is all part of the show playing out in front of you. So, yes, it is happening. Again, it is only for those that have the eyes to see and ears to hear at this point, but that is rapidly changing as the truths are coming forward, as you have correctly understood here, as the vibrations continue to increase across the planet. It is more and more difficult for those within the forces of darkness to continue to hold control and continue to stay within the background and hide themselves. So they must come forth now, and they are forced to bring forth the truths and all of this that is coming out now. Does this answer your question?
Wonderful. I just hope that the masses will find out about what's going on as well, sooner than later.
They shall.
Wonderful.
Are there any other further questions here? Nothing further? Then we are ready for your email question.
Okay. The email question is, are starseeds going to be taken up to the ships as a way to unplug them from the matrix?
What we can tell you about this is you are already unplugging from the matrix. Each and every moment that you find joy in that moment, you are unplugging from the matrix, from the third dimensional illusion that those of the forces of darkness continue to try to hold on to control of this and keep you in that illusion, keep you in that matrix. But as the Neo broke from the matrix and the Morpheus and all of those that were in that movie broke away from the third dimensional illusion that was playing out in front of all, just as they did, you are doing as well, or have already done in many respects. For all of you have taken the red pill, not the blue pill, the red pill. If you understand the movie, The Matrix, was meant to bring forth disclosure here, a very important part of disclosure. So it has done much of this. In the beginning, it was, again, only for those that had the eyes to see and ears to hear. But that has changed quite a bit with that movie and the continuing movies after that and all of the other ones that have been brought forth to bring forward disclosure of the truth in many different ways. So whether or not you will be brought up on the ships, this is a potential at this point, but nothing is written in stone here. It may come, but it may come more after the event and the landing of those ships and all of that. Then you will be brought up on the ships. And allowed to, or be given a choice as to what you want to do next. And many of you, after a job well done, or a career well done here, as we find it, will be ready for R&R, rest and relaxation for a bit of time. And then you'll jump right back into the swing of things once again. Okay? We hope this answered that question. And then we need to release channel. Just to take what Sananda has given you about perspective and realize that everything that is happening now is very, very minuscule in the great universal plan here. You are a part of this, certainly. but nothing to continue to feel like, when is it going to happen? Why isn't it happening? It is already happening. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one. Ugh.